You know what sucks?
Lots of things. When you have a blossoming childhood career and you end up in gay porn.
Oh, no. You went there. You went there. Yeah, that also sucks.
Oh, that was funny.
It sucks when you're a bloodsucker. That's what sucks.
Okay.
When you're cursed to a life of bloodsucking.
Like you're a flea or a tick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or a leech.
Today we're talking about vampires.
One specifically. Not like a group of them in Underworld or the Lost Boys or anything like that.
Probably the one you're thinking of whenever you say the word vampire.
Yeah, if you've ever heard the word, then I'm sure you know who we're talking about.
Spoilers ahead.
We're Nerdversation.
I want to talk to you about Dracula. Oh wait, no, that's the count.
So that was like that felt like a religious like door to door salesman.
So today,
do you have time to talk about our Lord and Savior, Vlad the Impaler Dracula, Vlad Tepish?
So today,
yeah,
I want to talk to you about Dracula. I'm not going to do that voice the whole time, although I want to.
Really?
I won't.
Okay, so we've got Dracula and Vries that.
No. We promised. You promised one day that's going to happen.
It will. I'm just on the mend. I was sick for most of last week. And actually, I spent like... First off, I don't nap ever. I hate naps. I hate sleeping. I hate
I'm
all
not
of
a
that.
Baby, all right?
I hate it.
Dude, not napping.
I came home from work. I think it was Wednesday.
Did you nap?
I ate dinner. And by 6 o'clock, I fell asleep and woke up at 6 o'clock the next morning.
Whoa, were you sick?
Yeah, dude, I was like dead. Like I thought I was dying.
What kind of sick? Flu?
No, or dude, just like total extreme lethargy. Like if I stood up, I felt like I had zero energy and I was going to fall down.
Did you have like 24-hour mono?
Dead. I don't know. It was
That's
awful.
Weird.
Feel fine now, though. It was weird. Very weird.
Anyway.
Probably, if I was guessing, I was infected by some sort of parasitic bite.
You know, I
from
heard
a vampire.
That when you get bit, that you know, there's a period of drowsiness.
Yeah. Because really,
you sleep for long periods of time and days are gone and you don't even know.
Yeah, and like I was feeling like maybe I didn't have enough blood. Like maybe I was missing some.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I feel great, so I don't know. Maybe I'm like transforming.
You are looking pale, though.
Yeah, I know.
No, you don't look pale.
This is as pale as I will ever be right here.
Did you? You're dark toned.
I am.
Tan toned.
Tan toned.
Anyway, we want to talk about Netflix's Dracula.
Yeah, that was a really long, weird intro. But yes, Netflix put it.
2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not long for us. Netflix put out a Dracula series by Stephen Moffat and Mark Gatiss.
And you know Gatiss. What? When I first heard, I was like, oh no, here we go again. Because didn't like ABC or NBC or somebody put out Dracula recently and like it was really terrible?
Yeah, but you can't trust network television to do anything properly.
You cannot.
Except to show a sporting event or to show a ridiculous political rally.
Oh, there you go.
Those are the only two
things
they do
well.
That's
what they do well.
Other than that, they are completely worthless. They show shows like Home Improvement.
Although FX... Oh, yeah.
I got your jab in.
Ryan, first of all...
Take that.
Take it back. Home Improvement is a national treasure.
I know you think so. And that's okay. You can be wrong.
Anyway... So I was a little nervous when I saw Dracula was coming out, but then when I saw, which first of all, you know, I keep saying first of all, there's lots of things before we get into this that needs to be addressed.
Okay, I was
like
going to jump
fact
into it. So.
That Netflix is the worst about advertising any of their shows, period.
Dude, I don't know that Netflix knows what advertising is.
Like, they advertise once it's out. Like, once Dracula came, like, okay, maybe a week before it came out. Maybe. And then that's all you hear about for like 2 weeks, and then they stop.
So
there's no like, it's coming.
Netflix,
at all.
I don't know that this is true, but in my mind, this is Netflix's marketing plan. When a new show comes out, mm-hmm. our marketing plan is we're going to make it the banner at the top of your Netflix page.
that's it.
For about a week. And that's it.
That's their advertising.
We're not advertising anywhere else. We're just going to rely on the fact that enough people watch it that they'll advertise for us.
Word of mouth will be our advertising.
Yeah.
That is literally it.
Which is bonkers for a completely...
But it does so well still. I don't understand.
They're great.
Because look at The Witcher. It is on par. It is on pace to be the most successful Netflix thing ever.
According to some possibly slightly skewed data, it was more watched than The Mandalorian.
Yeah, it definitely.
It was like what? It's like the highest watched streaming show.
But that makes sense, though. Netflix has way more subscribers than Disney does.
Right.
And Disney, if I believe I heard right, is losing a little subscribers just for the mere fact of like it's worn off the nostalgia of it. And now it's like, well, it's the same thing.
I've had it for almost a month now and I have not watched it yet.
I stopped watching it.
I only got it because Klaus wanted to show some of his friends The Mandalorian because our week-long trial was over and some of his friends wanted to come stay the night like right as it was ending. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, I'll just buy it for a month, $7, whatever. And I haven't even flipped it on. I don't even know what's on there. Anyways, Dracula.
So it's been done like 100 times. Like 100 times.
Okay, so the way...
Done well, done bad, in between...
The way you just said that, there was an episode of Rocco's Modern Life in the 90s where Rocco goes to the Cineplex, uh-huh. which has like a billion movies, and he walks into one and it's a Dracula knockoff, and they walk into the coffin and it's a trailer, and there's just a corpse in a coffin with a stake already there, and some Van Helsing's like, oh, okay. And the announcer goes, it's been done to death. And it's just
it's
Van Helsing.
So
like,
true, though.
Just Van Helsing drinking like a cup of coffee.
It's so classic. That's why.
Yeah, it's great.
And I will have to. I will say this. I think Netflix did an excellent job. They did. It wasn't a mediocre version. It was a well done version and had elements to it that were that kept class to the classic and to the original feel, and then also had new elements.
Yeah.
Of like stuff that. Had not been done that I'd seen that I thought was really, really neat.
I think, Sherlock team, it felt like Sherlock, dude.
Sherlock, well, the creator of Sherlock made it. Right. Once I heard that, I was like, dude, this could be good.
So
three, I was disappointed in three episodes, though.
Three 1.5 hour episodes.
Still shorter than, like Mandalorian or Witcher.
But because of the structure of it, it felt like a more complete, much bigger story.
It did.
Than 8 half-an-hour episodes.
And I liked your idea of... The thing is, I wish that they wouldn't have called it Dracula because now like they can't go and do Frankenstein next or anything.
They could, but...
Dracula, the Frankenstein story. No. But maybe they just... I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. Season two.
A Universal Monsters type deal.
Unless they just start creating standalones only one seasons.
Right.
Which I could see.
That's what I'm saying. That would be rad.
I could see it.
They've got plenty of material to work with.
So it was great. The first episode takes place. Close to the true story of Dracula. The feel, the time frame, everything. And I loved that because I hate when they
modernize
try
it.
To. We're going to do it, but we're going to do it in this alternate.
Are you telling me that Dracula 2000 wasn't the greatest Dracula movie ever? Is that what you're telling me?
That is what I'm telling you. Not that I didn't like it a little.
A very little.
It had entertainment value, but that was about it.
Yeah.
Gerard Butler's Dracula.
Mm. Yeah. It was different.
This is Transylvania! Anyway. So it took place in the same time frame, and Jonathan Harker showing up to...
Dude, he was a great Harker.
He was great, and I like that. But I love the twist. Well, can we get... Spoiler alert?
Let's just say this whole episode is going to be riddled with spoilers if you haven't watched it.
Because otherwise it's hard to talk about.
But if you're a Dracula fan...
You're going to know a lot of this.
95% of this stuff you've already heard.
But there are some things in there that they like... That was like their thing at the end to reveal... Well,
yeah.
Or throughout, like the
still spoilers
Van Helsing thing.
Here we go. Yeah. Spoilers.
Spoilers are happening in three, two, one.
Van Helsing's a chick.
None chick. So.
But she's hilarious.
She's so sassy.
She is.
And sarcastic. And also reckless with her life and the lives of all the other nuns.
I don't know that she's reckless so much as she's...
She opened the gate, Ryan.
Dude, this is what I'm saying, though.
There was nothing stopping him.
She is Sherlock.
He hadn't been invited in.
She is Sherlock and Dracula's Moriarty.
It's true.
Like, she's not reckless. She's just so smart that she's got 50 different countermeasures already set up.
I'm going to tell you something. I was annoyed at her voice at first. I was a little like, she has kind of an annoying voice.
No, dude, I loved it.
But then the second, third episode happened, and it's like her niece?
Right.
Right, niece, right?
Something like that.
And she had like a British accent. I was like, I'll go back to the other one. The other one was better. I like
way
it.
Way better.
I do like it now.
Yeah, her in episode three is the
such
worst
a
version.
Weird accent. I can't pinpoint it.
Anyways, first episode is, if they made it about a half an hour longer and changed some things, that could possibly be the greatest Dracula movie I've ever watched.
It was great.
It was absolutely fantastic. It was, like you said, the right time frame. It was in the castle. It had...
His older self didn't care for, like, when he first showed up and he's all decrepit. Like, he wasn't very creepy, which I feel like if you're going to be super old and decrepit, you almost need to be creepy.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, I don't really care for him as Dracula. But then when they made him young, I was like, all right, no, he's pretty
But cool. Then he started like slowly younging, which was cool.
Yeah, because that's been done where you drink and you get younger. But the blood memories, has that been done?
I don't know.
Underworld did it.
Yeah.
They could see what happened through the blood in Underworld. So I guess it has been done there. But
not to that extent.
But this was more than just memories. It was like... him as a person.
Yeah.
Like, he picked and chose who he ate so that he could be that kind of person. Like, he wanted to be high-class society person, so he ate high-class society people.
And he wanted to learn how to speak a certain language.
Yeah.
So he ate someone that spoke German.
Yep.
So, like,
yeah. It was kind of neat. I really liked that concept a lot, actually.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And then he was by far the least aggressive Dracula I may have ever seen.
Yeah.
He was not aggressive. He almost wasn't even scary. Even to the people who were like, he could eat me. Like, that's another thing, too. Like, everyone just acted like it was kind of normal that there was this vampire going around. And like they would just walk up to him and be like, hey, what's happening? And like not afraid he was going to eat them at any moment.
Because he had been eating Sophisticates. So he was like a presentable, pleasant gentleman. He wasn't like the beast of yore that
it
you're typically used to seeing.
It was such a weird thing.
But he was so good. That way, because he wasn't just a ravenous monster. He was a totally different side of Dracula.
It was like he could have a conversation with you. He wasn't just going to be like, I'm going to taunt you and then eat you. Like he's like, let's talk.
Well,
and
dude,
then maybe I'll eat you.
Dude, with Van Helsing, like there was like hundreds of years of back and forth between the two of them.
And he liked it better when they were like calm and happy and willing. And so he would like make them think of things and then would eat them. So that way he didn't like the struggle.
Yeah.
Just different. I know. It was awesome. The second episode was my least favorite because it was like a murder mystery, but you knew who the murderer was already. It was still good.
I liked it.
I didn't like it as much.
I liked it better than the third one.
I liked the third one better than the second one, which surprised me since it was in
modern times, right?
Modern times, and I liked it.
So, yeah, Dracula popping out of the water to a helicopter and guns drawn is like, what?
I know. And then I loved the fact that he was just like this little rundown house. And he was like, you must be so wealthy.
Yeah.
All my years I've never seen. Like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
He just, and we could, like, the car and stuff is yours. Like, he learned all that. Like, what's the fridge? Because Bob's in the fridge. And then the lawyer coming out and like releasing him,
which that was Mycroft, from Sherlock, which is hilarious.
I loved how that was Renfield.
Yeah,
because like when the show first started and they showed Jonathan Harker, Dana immediately was like, "Is that Renfield?" And like, because I mean, you this decrepit, gross looking dude, you think, and then flies everywhere all the time, you think Renfield, but
right.
Because Jonathan was dead.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
We said it a while ago. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. He's dead. That was another cool thing.
That was great.
Was like that not everybody who dies stays dead. And it's not just because like you've been bitten or something. Like just randomly, you might just stay alive.
Yeah.
And like don't get cremated
because
you might feel
it. And
like that was crazy. Like the little zombie kid. It's kind of crazy.
I didn't like it, the ease in which he murdered that zombie kid. No. He's like, please avert your eyes while I murder this child. It's like, what are you doing?
Dude, it's so good. But I did love it. I liked it a lot, and I hope they make more.
If you're a Dracula fan or a Sherlock fan, mm-hmm. highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
And I'm glad we discussed the ending of the last one. Like,
yeah.
Because like it didn't make a lot of sense. Again, major spoiler.
Major.
Major spoiler. Like, can we go ahead and spoil all of it at this point?
Yeah, we said major spoiler, dude. If you're still listening, that's on you.
Major spoiler. You don't have to listen.
Yeah.
Come back later. But, like, Van Helsing, new Van Helsing, and old Van Helsing together, released him basically by letting him know, like, you aren't bound to any of this stuff. You just are believing superstition at this point.
Yeah, sun can't kill you.
Yeah.
Mirrors are nothing.
Yeah.
Crosses don't hurt you. Like, no.
Literally, you are immortal and can do anything.
Outside of maybe stake in the heart. She didn't disprove that one.
Well, but again.
Still, though.
I mean, like he said, a stake through anyone's heart is going to kill you. So. Yeah. But like all those things, she basically freed him, and then he's free to do what he wants, but then he ends up just killing himself instead.
Yeah. But he kills himself with her. Like, she's dying of cancer, and she was the first person to ever truly understand him and his plight and what he wants in the world and who he is.
And I
think that, like, he loved her for that. And was like, this is how it's supposed to be. They died together.
And like a respectful love.
Yeah, it was adorable.
I don't think it was like romantic love.
No, I don't think so either.
Because he liked Lucy, but.
Correct.
Because Lucy was a freak.
Yeah, she was weird.
She was weird.
She was the reason I hated that episode.
Really?
Yeah, the whole club scene and everything else. I was like, God, I hate this.
That was the whole point, though. She was just super self-obsessed.
I know, and I hated it.
Because that's Lucy.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I know that it does. It doesn't mean I have to like it, though.
I wish they would have done more with Mina.
Me too.
Created a hospital. Whatever. Dude, the nun, the first episode, when they were praying, and the nun, they like gets done with her sermon, and they look up, and her head is severed.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was the greatest.
I know, I liked a lot of the things, how he hid inside of Jonathan's body.
Yeah, how he could take form. But, and the way he like came out of like the wolf and stuff, like you're like, and that's really like, kind of difficult. Like, I wouldn't want to change a lot if this is the way you have to like get out of it. It's really messy.
He just stood there and taunted him.
Yeah. So, yeah, I liked it. What's your favorite Dracula of all time?
Movie. Show
doesn't matter.
Oh, then it's gonna get real difficult in my brain real quick. What's your favorite Dracula besides the 1974 whatever
39
boat one? It starts on a boat.
He dies on a boat too.
Yeah.
Because
I know that's your favorite,
dude. It's like the best friend because it's like a perfectly updated version of the original.
But it's so boring at the beginning.
So is Dracula.
I know it is. I start to watch every time, though, and I'm like, God, this is so boring at the beginning. And I know it's a good movie, and I don't dislike it, but it's hard for me to rewatch it.
There's so many good Draculas. So there's that one. Dracula Dead and Loving It is honestly just an excellent
version. It is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a joke, but it's like a really like solid classic joke.
Yeah.
Dracula Dead and Loving It was a great origin story for Dracula, not original story, but origin story wise, it was great. Every time I watch it, it gets better than the time before, which is weird. Like, it's just that good. The what is it? Dracula 1979 AD, I think. Hammer film with Christopher Lee. Dude, I like that one. It's really good. I really like that one. So I don't know which one's the best. I mean, 1979 is the best for me, but
I got to say,
Best Dracula is not 1979. Best Dracula, probably Bela Lugosi.
Dude,
it's just so mysterious.
He is, and you're not wrong.
And it's because he doesn't speak English, so he doesn't talk a lot.
Right, yeah. I'm going to give mucho props to a movie that you didn't name, but we have pumped up a lot.
1992?
No.
Oh.
We have pumped up a lot because it's great. And it should have been kicking off point for Universal Monsters.
Dracula 80. I mean, Dracula Dead. I mean, Untold.
It's Dracula Untold.
I did talk about that one just a minute ago.
You didn't ever say Untold.
What did I say?
You said Dead and Loving It twice.
Is that
what you meant when you were talking about Origin Story?
Better, yeah.
Yeah. Untold.
I misspoke. I meant Dracula Untold.
Yeah, it's so good.
Like, it's a perfect origin story, not original story.
It's so good, though.
No wonder you're looking at me all confused.
Yeah, I was like, Dead and Loving It.
Not an original, like, origin story. Untold. So, I love that one. And it gets better every time you watch it.
It really does.
It was great, but...
But yes, my follow-up would be the 1992 Keanu Reeves, Gary Oldman.
Of course it would.
It's so good.
It is good, but it also is really weird. It took like parts of the book that didn't need to and emphasized them.
It's like a Stephen King book. You're reading Stephen King, and there's some stuff in there that you're like, why'd you write this? I don't need to read
that. The blue flame thing. That doesn't make any sense in the book either. Why would you put it in the movie?
I don't.
The squirting blood out of your nipples is weird.
Yeah. Stephen King.
And the
reference.
Weird, like, werewolf hump scene.
Yeah.
That got weird.
Yeah, there's no reason for that. Now.
But Gary Oldman, dude.
Yeah, Gary Oldman's
That's
great.
Another where he comes from young, old to young.
Yeah. But it's just one of those things. It's like, I don't need that to be translated. You could do it in a better way. However, the movie was solid.
It was. Oh,
Keanu Reeves is at voice acting.
Gary Oldman carried that movie.
Yeah, he did.
That movie was great. It was good. I liked it. And like the whole backstory of like, he was a warrior and everything.
His awesome armor at the very beginning. Yeah.
It's like muscle armor. It's weird. It's like a dragon or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
It was a good one. If you want an updated version of Dracula, but is still true to the original story, 1992 Dracula.
Yes.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to go.
It is good.
Because, again, 1979 was... That is a true to the original movie, but not to the book.
Right. So, the 92, the biggest problem with 92 is it falls into the same category as The Witcher and Game of Thrones and other stuff. There is just random nudity...
Yeah.
And offensiveness
no
reason.
And it gets a little confusing.
Yeah.
If I recall, it's been a while since I've seen it, but it gets a little bit confusing once they get into, like, once he gets to England and he starts taking on a different form.
Oh,
he looks.
Yeah.
And, like, then he's starting to recognize Mina, and it gets a little bit confusing because you're like, wait, where are we?
Right.
Because then you go back to Jonathan, and he's still back at the castle, stuck by the brides.
Yeah.
They won't let him go. Yeah. Yeah.
Looking real bad. Real bad.
The best part of any Dracula movie, though, is Renfield in Dracula Dead and Loving It. When he gets a paper cut.
Yeah.
Oh, I must have hit a vessel. He's just squirting blood on everything. And then, what's his name? Who plays Dracula?
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen. He's like, or he takes his little hat off, but it's his hairpiece hat.
We have to watch that again.
Yeah,
at some point.
Hey, you want to play Who Would Win Dracula Edition?
I do. So, if you're new to the show, we occasionally play a game called Who Would Win. However, normally it's a whole episode because it's just so freaking exciting and it's so fun. But, we don't really have time for that.
No.
And it is a game day Friday, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
It's
not really a game. It's just more opinion-based anyway.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
But it's a game because we battle back and forth, and whoever decides. Yeah.
Who has the best argument?
Yeah, is the winner.
This is an argument. What do they call that? Debate.
Debate.
We're debating.
Lame.
All right. Do you want to do Dracula versus Dracula? Like, who would
That's
win?
What I was trying to figure
or
out.
Or Dracula versus just any other vampire in cinema history.
How many other vampires are there in cinema history that are Dracula level?
Edward Cullen, Ryan, he sparkles.
That are Dracula level.
Are you telling me?
You know what I mean?
Underworld.
Yeah, I know, Underworld. That's immediately
Victor
where your mind goes.
Is like straight up Dracula.
But it's like, okay, maybe.
Buffy, vampire hunter.
She is. So are you gonna tell me that like Angel is on there? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm trying to actually think like what other vampires. Oh, What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not Dracula level at all.
Are you kidding me? What other vampires are out there?
So it'd either have to, yeah, exactly. So it'd probably have to be like Dracula versus other monsters or other.
Let's start with Dracula versus Dracula.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Leslie Nielsen wins.
Leslie Nielsen probably loses. He's just a really bad Dracula.
He is awful.
Like he was a perfect Dracula in that because it's such a joke.
Yeah, he's awful.
Okay. So let's go with the original. Oh, you know what? He's not a Dracula, but I count him as a Dracula because it was like they didn't,
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu.
Yeah.
So Nosferatu versus Bela Lugosi.
Okay. Bella.
Bella?
Yeah.
Why?
Nosferatu's creepy and he's good, but his actual powers are not
almost
near,
non-existent.
Yeah, yeah. He just sneaks up on people and
just
and,
as a creep
and eats them while they're sleeping.
Dude, he is a creep though, dude.
Oh, absolutely
terrifying.
But he just eats them when they're sleeping.
Creepy two front teeth.
Whereas Bella like hypnotizes people and transforms and does all sorts of cool stuff.
Let's also discuss who's got the best Dracula teeth because they
Nosferatu
have ruined them in some movies. Like honestly, I didn't like this TV show's teeth. Vampire teeth, like where like they're fine and then they become gnarled.
Yeah,
I don't care for that. I kind of just like where they just have a subtle fang to it.
Yeah,
like Underworld was probably my favorite about that.
I don't like it in film when they extend, like they're normal, and then when they want to eat, just those two fangs extend down. It's like they're not Wolverine claws,
right? Why can't we just have like he's just got a little canine going on?
Yeah,
little canine action. Yeah, I like that best.
Yeah, like Blade.
Anyway, okay, so. All right, so Bela Lugosi versus Christopher Lee, and really any of them because he's the same, which they did not utilize him at all because he has just an amazing voice.
He does.
And they didn't, he didn't talk most of the time.
Yeah.
He said like five words in a movie.
He's saving it all for that metal band.
Dude, right? And Saruman.
Christopher Lee's awesome. I want to say Christopher Lee, even without thinking about it, because he's so cool.
Christopher Lee was really aggressive.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would go with Christopher Lee. And I believe he did have powers, pretty good powers.
He definitely could transform into a bat and possibly a wolf and Mist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is it Mist as well, I think?
Okay, Christopher Lee versus Gary Oldman, 1992.
This is where it gets tricky because the later in time you go, the more wild they were with their movies. So traditionally, they're going to be cooler and better. But Christopher Lee's awesome, and he's timeless.
Still Christopher Lee?
I don't know. Gary Oldman was very sophisticated and very brutal at the same time, which is difficult to beat.
I have my answer. Christopher Lee.
I'm still probably...
Because he's huge, too.
He is, yeah.
He's just a giant.
Yeah.
But my next one, Christopher Lee versus... I can't remember what his name is, but Dracula Untold.
Oh, yeah, that dude.
Dracula Untold wins because his powers dominate everyone else's powers.
Well, and the thing is he is pretty dominant before he gets his powers, and he's just a ruthless piece of crap.
He can take on... He doesn't just turn into a bat. He can become a swarm of bats.
Like a swarm of, like... death bats,
dude.
That just
he kills a whole army on his own.
In like,
I would say he's
20
the
seconds.
Winner overall.
Yeah.
Well, that was pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dracula Untold definitely wins.
It's so good.
He was good. He was like, oh man, he was literally like the Mummy 1999 version like the mummies. Like
oh, where he becomes the sand?
Yeah. Like he, but he's Dracula.
Yeah.
See?
That's what we should have done. We should have done the mummy versus Dracula. Dracula Untold versus, what's the mummy's name?
Oh, Imhotep? Or the real guy? I don't know the real guy's name.
Yeah.
Imhotep. I'm going to have to go with... Gonna have to go with Imhotep.
Think so?
Because Imhotep could control, or here's the thing is, was it Imhotep or was it the curse that was all this stuff was happening?
Aren't they one and the same to a degree?
But like he wasn't controlling it. Like he wasn't making the blood and the you know, the sun and everything with the fire coming out of the sky.
Yeah.
Like, really, the only powers he was doing was controlling dead guys,
and
becoming
sand.
A sandstorm, and...
Beetles?
Sucking your life out of you. And beetles. Well, no, he didn't do beetles. Beetles just lived there. So maybe Dracula.
I think Dracula.
Dracula.
I think Dracula, dude.
Okay. Okay.
Which is a big, big thing for you to admit. All right.
All right. Rick O'Connell.
Oh, gosh. Jonathan Harker.
Or Van Helsing in...
I was going to say, you're going to have to specify because it's going to be Van Helsing. Oh, Van Helsing in Van Helsing.
Yes! Perfect. Same director. Rick O'Connell.
Rick O'Connell.
Because that was just a bad movie.
Dude.
There's another Dracula. Oh, man.
Yeah, we can't count that
one. He can turn into a wolf.
We can't count that one because it's just so bad. It's so good.
No, no, he turned into a bat, not a wolf.
Yeah. We can't count that.
Dude, that was good. I'm glad you brought that up.
I love Hugh Jackman.
I hate that movie.
And I love the idea of that movie.
I hate that movie because it gets me every
it
time.
It does.
I will go like 3 years without watching it or thinking about it in general. And then I will see a preview or I'll see the cover and be like, the elements are there. It is great.
It's got to be perfect.
It's the Avengers with, you know, monsters. And then you put it on and instantly you're like, nope, this is terrible. Everything about it.
But you watch it till the end and you
thinking
hate yourself for it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then when it's over, you're like, I'm not watching this anymore. 3 years later, all over again.
You're like, wait a minute.
The most forgettable movie.
Hugh Jackman, werewolves, Gatling gun crossbow, giant flying vampire women.
Transylvanian Kate Beckinsale.
This has to be just the best movie of all time.
Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so bad.
The Gatling gun crossbow is what gets me every time.
Shoot. And it's not shooting arrows. It's shooting stakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somehow flying straight without anything keeping it down.
Of course they are.
There's just so much wrong with that movie.
Yeah, it's awful.
And he's supposed to be Van Helsing, so like he should be skilled. Dude, he misses
everything.
Everything.
He's a stormtrooper.
He is. Like, who's making all these stakes? Because he needs a lot of them. That is a bad movie. It's really forgettable.
Yeah. He has like...
I would definitely recommend watching it once just to see how bad it is.
He has like an army of whistlers if he was Blade.
Yeah.
Making all his stuff back
There's
in his
another,
cave.
See, so many vampires out there.
I mentioned Blade earlier.
Fright Night?
Fright Night was good, but he's not Dracula level.
Old or new Fright Night? I like elements of both.
I was going to say, dude,
original,
I like both.
Original for me.
I wish...
Just has that awesome feel to it.
I wish they would have changed a couple of things about the new one, and it would have been better, because Colin Farrell is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I like the new one. I didn't care for some of the CGI with their mouths a little bit. That was basically my biggest complaint. Although Evil's mouth in the old one was really creepy.
Understatement.
Really creepy. He was weird.
I don't know.
That guy who played Evil in the old one ended up being a gay porn star. Like after that. But that's his claim to fame after that.
Wow.
Yeah, he didn't go on to regular acting after that.
What a fun little tidbit.
Little tidbit.
Thanks, pal.
Well, like, you know, because you go look to see what that person has done and he went on to do gay porn. That's what he went and did.
When you're a pathetic little sidekick friend that turns into like a melting
dude, I liked
man.
Him in that movie. He was good. I'd have hired him for my movie. Whatever that might have been.
Gay porn, apparently, Steven.
We are at overtime, right?
I imagine that we are.
34 minutes.
We got to wrap
this up. Let's get going. All right. This has been fun. This was a good episode. Anytime you talk monsters, it's good.
Yeah, we need to talk monsters more.
Sorry if we ruined the movie for you, show for you, but we did warn you.
And you should watch it anyways because it's fantastic. Lots of twists we didn't expect.
I almost want to just go back and watch the first episode again.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, if I just watched the first episode, I'd be satisfied.
It's great.
I did love it. Because you can just, at that point, assume he gets her. You don't have to watch the rest.
Yeah, or assume that she somehow gets him.
Yeah.
And just be done.
Yeah. I loved it. Anyway.
You can catch us lots of places. Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, thenerdversation.blogspot.com, Facebook, Rockin88.5's Facebook, or any of the places you can find Rockin88.5.
Yeah, dude. Just find us. Also, we have our Facebook, which you can let us know stuff if you've got anything. We post stuff on there all the time.
Yeah. So. Steven posts stuff on there all the time. I
Ryan needs to do better.
I do. I don't do that at all,
do better
to be honest.
Everything.
Yeah. You know what I do? I make sure that stuff works.
Yeah. Welcome, new IT guy. Ryan is our new IT guy here.
Yeah. So
congratulations.
I still have my old job, but I am now part-time IT at the station.
I've been telling you that I was going to get you to work here again.
And here I am.
And here you are.
Yeah. So
you're my coworker again.
Hey!
Just not in the building all the time.
Yeah.
I'll make that happen soon. Don't worry.
No, you will not.
I'll work on it. All right. Hey, we are Nerdversation.